You're listening to the audio production of Sacred Marriage. What if God designed marriage to make us holy more than to make us happy? By Gary Thomas. Published by Zondervan and read by the author.
Sacred Marriage. What if God designed marriage to make us holy more than to make us happy? By Gary Thomas. For Lisa. Chapter 1. The Greatest Challenge in the World. A Call to Holiness More Than Happiness. By all means, marry. If you get a good wife, you'll become happy. If you get a bad one, you'll become a philosopher. Socrates. I'm going to cut him open. Historians aren't sure who the first physician was who followed through on this thought, but the practice revolutionized medicine. The willingness to cut into a corpse, peel back the skin, pull a scalp off a skull, cut through the bone, and actually remove, examine, and chart the organs that lay within was a crucial first step in finding out how the human body really works. For thousands of years, physicians had speculated on what went on inside a human body, but there was a reluctance and even an abhorrence to actually dissect a cadaver. Some men refrained out of religious convictions. Others just couldn't get over the eeriness of cutting away a human rib cage. While an occasional brave soul ventured inside a dead body, it wasn't until the Renaissance period, roughly the 14th to 16th centuries, that European doctors routinely started to cut people open. And when they did, former misconceptions collapsed. In the 16th century, Andreas Vesalius was granted a ready supply of criminals' corpses, allowing him to definitively contradict assumptions about the human anatomy that had been unquestioned for 1,000 years or more. Vesalius's anatomical charts became invaluable, but he couldn't have drawn the charts unless he was first willing to make the cut.